The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Welcome to Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette. 10 years ago, we went ripping down another interventionist road and roaring into Iraq. It's hard to tell what was more blather, all the talk about weapons of mass destruction, or the nonsense about creating some kind of a Jeffersonian democracy in the Middle East. Ron Paul tried to warn us from all the waste and carnage and says that we should at least learn the appropriate lesson from the disaster in Iraq. We'll talk about that right after this.
This is Ron Paul. Thanks to our sponsors for making these podcasts available to you.
You know it's important to back up your computer files, right? So when was the last time you did it? Well, right now, while you're listening to me, Carbonite could be backing up your computer files for you. Carbonite backs up your computer files to the cloud automatically and continually whenever your computer is connected to the internet. Plus, with Carbonite, you can access your backed up files on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free app. You can even email a file right from the Carbonite app. Unlimited backup space for your PC or Mac is just $59 a year. And if you run a small business, Carbonite has plans that will back up all of your computers, servers, and external hard drives for a low, flat annual fee. Start your free trial today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use the offer code RON and get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com, offer code RON.
Thank you, Charles.
It was 10 years ago that we let the war genie out of the bottle in Iraq, and in May we saw the most carnage in Iraq in 5 years.
There's no doubt about it. This war was unwarranted. It was hyped up. It was based on lies, misinformation, and all kinds of stories about why we had to rush in to Iraq. This obviously was clear to so many of us back then that it was the wrong thing to do, and yet it was done anyway. And now we're looking back, and of course, are we going to learn the lesson? Well, the lessons were taught to us even before 10 years ago, and we didn't learn the lessons. Now, once again, we went in there, we changed the government, we fought. Thousands of Americans have died. Trillions of dollars of money have been spent. The goal was to remake the Middle East and get rid of all the bad guys. And I believe the instability is 10 times worse than it was even before we went in there in that whole region. And Iraq is no better off for it. The Christians have been pushed out of the country. There's chaos. There's one industry doing pretty well, though, the oil industry. They're producing oil right now in the midst of the carnage. More killing going on than has been for months, if years, but the oil is flowing out. But the real irony here is the oil's going to China. China has a better deal from this than even the Americans and the British, which is rather ironic. It shows that either they're totally stupid, or it's all unintended consequences, but it never works out like they claim it's going to work out. And of course, we were getting rid of this bad guy, Saddam Hussein. We took the Sunnis out of power. They happened to be the minority, put the Shiites in power. The Shiites are allies with the Iranians. So the Iranians have benefited. The Chinese have benefited. The people of Iraq are still in deep poverty. The oil people are benefiting. And one of the major reasons we went in there, of course, was to get the Al-Qaeda. Those people had something to do with 9/11, all based on lies. And we did have a few CIA agents and ex-CIA agents that were revealing the truth to us even back then. But nevertheless, we went in there. The American people were pumped up. Initially, the American people were opposed to this, but they got pumped up and said, oh, yes, weapons of mass destruction. Al-Qaeda's in there. Get the people responsible for 9/11. And now what happens? The Al-Qaeda's in Iraq. So have things been settled down? No. The Al-Qaeda in Iraq are now supporting the Al-Qaeda up in Syria. And who are we supporting this time? Just like one time we supported Osama bin Laden, just at one time we supported Saddam Hussein, now we're supporting Al-Qaeda in Syria. So we have this country of Iraq that is a country we now own because we've created it, are supporting the people who are trying to overthrow the government in Syria. I'll tell you, I think I think this one step leads to another. I think we live in a very, very dangerous time, and this region is getting worse. Syria is a major battleground. They're not going to topple Assad like they thought toppled some of these others. The Soviets, I mean, the Russians are very much involved and very concerned. So this has a long way to go. And believe me, one little episode, which was thought to be a small episode, oh, we'll overthrow this government. It'll be over in a week or so. And they announced a grand victory in Iraq and how wonderful it was. But we still have a long way to go. But the problem is interventionism. Why do we feel compelled to be involved there? It's not our business. Right now, it's recognized that the civil war, the vicious religious civil war, which is part of the whole problem in the Middle East, and that is the civil war between the Sunnis and the Shiites. Well, they're not killing as many Americans right now because we have backed off a bit. So they're killing each other again. This is not going to be corrected by interference. Matter of fact, there's always more killing once we get in there, more chaos, and the danger keeps spreading. And this is what's happening now, so we're suffering these consequences. But people have to think, you know, very seriously about the principle of interventionism. The founders thought about it. They said, they gave us strong advice. Stay out of entangling alliances. Don't get involved in the internal affairs of the other nation. Don't get into this nation building. Ironically, even George Bush Jr., when he ran in 2000, that was his campaign. And people, even I thought, well, maybe there's hope because I liked what I heard. But it turned out that he was the biggest interventionist and changed the whole thing, the whole notion about going to war. Sure, we were been going to war since World War II without declaration, and we slip and fall into war. But now it's an announced policy that we can have preemptive war. We can start the war. We have to stop people because someday they might get a weapon or someday they might attack somebody. And that is now a principle that we're following. Obama, you know, supports the same principle that he can go in and use his authority. And that is why these drone wars are going on. So the only answer, as far as I'm concerned, and I believe so many other Americans, is why don't we reassess our foreign policy of military interventionism? Why don't we just mind our own business? Why don't we consider treating other countries like we expect other countries to treat us? Why are we so insecure that we have to act like a bunch of big bullies to tell everybody else what to do? And ironically, we're not the capitalist nation that we once were, because we're bankrupting ourselves just as the Soviets bankrupted themselves, and we're a debtor nation. Guess who the creditor nation is? The very people who are investing their money and benefiting in not only in the Middle East, in Iraq, doing business with Iran, as well as doing business in Africa. And the only way we do business is militarily. So we have drifted a long way from the basic principles of how a free society ought to operate, and we should reassess this. Where I'm encouraged, though, is that I know a lot of young people who are realizing what's happening, and they say, this doesn't make much sense, and they assume they're going to be paying for this, which they are, because when you look at what's happening to young people now on getting jobs and the debt they have, either from college or the debt burden from government, they realize that something has to change. So in the midst of this mess and chaos and stupidity, I believe a lot of Americans are waking up, and I am encouraged at the fact that there's a younger generation that are hopefully going to be a lot more astute on this than the current generation and the previous generations of these last 30, 40 years.
We should probably talk for at least a minute about the cost of this interventionist policy in terms of our own liberties, our constitutional rights as American citizens, and we'll do that next when we continue with Ron Paul.
I'm Ron Paul. I'd like to thank our sponsors. Their support makes these conversations possible.
We talk a lot here about gold. This is Charles Goyette. While you need to protect yourself and your family with gold, you also need to protect yourself from dealers who sell overpriced gold coins, coins with high profit margins. High profits for them, that is, not so great for you. Because I take this seriously, I want to refer you to CMI Gold and Silver. Helping people avoid overpriced gold is actually a part of CMI's mission statement. Call CMI Gold and Silver at 855 855- 757-7285 or look them up online at cmigs.com. That's just CMI and then GS for gold and silver. CMIGS.com. Protect yourself. Call now. Speak with one of their knowledgeable advisors. 855-757-7285. 855-757-7285. Well, in addition to bankrupting the nation, in addition to the carnage we've created a national security state for ourselves, dozens of new military and intelligence agencies, dozens of new buildings and complexes housing all this eavesdropping and surveillance, thousands of new government organizations and private companies involved in top secret work. We have a Department of Homeland Security that didn't even exist then and now has hundreds of thousands of employees and is beginning to pose as a nationalist police force.
Yeah, it's indeed a threat to our civil liberties. And believe it or not, the Keynesian, the Paul Krugmans, and even the Bernankes of the world actually believe this is good for the economy. Any spending, according to them, is good for the economy. But just what you described, all this activity, military and activity and surveillance, it costs a lot of money. And what does it accomplish? It hurts our liberty. But it really is very, very damaging. It takes away from the economy. So the economy is going to get much, much poorer. It's not going to do us any good. It's going to do us a great deal of harm. And nobody ever wants to change their tune. They don't want to change the attitude. And you can't do this without mentioning, how does this happen? You know, there's a limit on taxation. There's a limit on borrowing, but there's no limit currently with printing the money. And as long as we have that system, until people reject our currency, which will come someday, I imagine we're going to continue to do this before a positive approach to rebuilding this system will occur.
Thank you, Dr. Paul. It's been another great conversation and podcast. Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.